Welcome to our class on Chassidus. We're going to be learning a beautiful Chassidic discourse in the Rebbe. The name of the Chassidic discourse is called Asaras Yoshvin. The Rebbe said this Chassidic discourse on the 15th day in the month of Tammuz, in the year Tavshin Membeis, 43 years ago. The Rebbe went on to certify and edit this Chassidic discourse in honor of the 19th day of the month of Tammuz, in the year Tavshin Nun, 35 years ago. So again, the Chassidic discourse is based on the Mishnah that says, Asara Shayoshrim, if there are 10 people that are sitting, V'oiskim b'Torah, and they're busy learning Torah, so Shechina Shruya b'Neihem, the Shechina rests upon them. So the previous Rebbe, who's celebrating his redemption, in the Chassidic discourse with this title, that he gave out in honor of the celebration of Yud Beis Tammuz, the first one in the year Tafresh Peches, and he says that even though the fact is if one person is sitting learning Torah, you draw down godliness. And like the Mishnah says, how do you know even five? How do you know even three? How do you know even two? How do you know even one? But nevertheless, when you learn Torah, Rabbim, with multiple people, 10, it's obviously a greater drawing down of energy. In other words, just like when it comes to prayer, Chazal tell us that a prayer of community is never despised by Hashem. Because what happens when you pray with Rabbim, with a minyan, with 10 people, so you draw down the 13 attributes of compassion, which is above any levels of flows and calculation. And not only that, more than that, that the flow that comes down from on high through a prayer of a community is actually much greater than the effort that was put into it, and even greater than the effort of the community. And so that's when it turns to prayer. And the same thing would apply with Torah. Now, you know, so he's using it as an analogy, just like by prayer it's that way, the same thing with Torah is as well. That when there's a group of people sitting and learning Torah together, you draw down the 13 attributes of compassion, which is above any levels of flow. In other words, even though that when you draw, that the drawing down the 13 attributes of compassion through learning Torah, it comes because of the quality of Torah. Because as we know, the 13 attributes that the Torah is learned through corresponds to the 13 attributes of compassion. So you see that the drawing down the 13 attributes of compassion is also applies to one person that's learning Torah. But nevertheless, drawing down the 13 attributes of compassion, which comes through learning Torah, is mainly when it's learned in public as a community. In other words, the level of the 13 attributes of compassion that comes through learning Torah in a community is much more powerful. And not only that, and even more than that, that when the drawing down of learning Torah through public learning Torah is actually much greater, and you can't compare to the learning Torah that takes place through the community. Now, so the Rebbe says you could say that the comparison of Torah to prayer is also hinted in what it says in the Mishnah, where it says, how do you know that even one? So it says, b'chol ha-mokim, any place that you're going to mention my name, I'm going to come there and I'll bless you. What is any place referring to? What is mokim? Mokim is referring to the temple, the place where the Shekhinah is there. And over there I'm going to come, because over there we have the power to mention Hashem's name, Asker Shashmi. And the temple is connected to the idea of what? Of serving Hashem, which is sacrifices and prayer. And to add that even the priestly blessings that they would mention in the temple, Hashem's name, was after they brought the sacrifice of the morning, because that's the beginning of all the sacrifices. And even after, and even today, the priestly blessings and prayer is in prayer, and specifically in the prayer of the sacrifices. But in the Mishnah, he brings this verse: any place that you're going to mention Hashem's name, I'm going to come and bless you, is referring to what? The idea of learning Torah. So you see that Torah and Tefillah are connected, and specifically in this idea. And to add that the explanation that any place, any place that you mention their name, is referring to the temple, and over there we have permission to utter Hashem's specific name, the Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's the literal understanding in the written part of the Torah, and the explanation that you'll mention my name is referring to learning Torah based on what we learned in Chazal and Torah Shel Peh. Now, based on what it's known that everything in the oral Torah, it comes from the written Torah. So you can say that this that we learn, that even if one person learns Torah, that the Shechina dwells, it comes from the verse of any place that you mention my name, that literally it's referring to the Beit HaMikdash, which is connected to the idea of sacrifice, which is prayer. Why is that? Because the main bringing down the Shechina in a way that Hashem is going to come there, which means drawing down the infinite part of Hashem, which is above any Yishtalshus, and Hashem himself is coming. How does that happen? It happens through prayer. Which prayer is, we know, milmata lamayla, when your person prays and works on himself. And like the Altenburg explains in Tanya, that the reason that through prayer we draw down the infinite part of Hashem, which is higher than any level of levels, because through drawing this level down, it comes to heal people that are not well and to bless the air, because that's because the tremendous power in the Kabbalah is called of elevating the feminine waters, and that's why the real power comes through prayer. But through prayer, afterwards you draw this energy also into the idea of Torah, and based on what it's known in the Chassidic discourse of the previous Rebbe, which was brought before in the first chapter, that through prayer and through learning Torah, we bring down the 13 attributes of compassion, which is above Ishlachlis. How does that happen? It happens specifically through the prayer of a community, and also Torah of a community, and up to the point that drawing it down through the prayer of a community and the Torah of a community, it's much higher than the level that we put into it. So we understand that this drawing down above any levels of a flow, which comes through Torah, comes where? Comes through, as an introduction, by doing prayer first, is obviously more, it's underscored more when it comes down through, when it's done through the community, through Rabin. And like we explained before, when the Chassidic discourse on Yud Gimel Tammuz, that the reason that the flow comes down much greater than the effort, which is done by the learning Torah of the community. We learn from the Chassidic discourse of the previous Rebbe, which we learn it from the prayer of community, because the main and the source idea where this powerful energy comes, we learn it from prayer. And afterwards, what? It comes into the idea of Torah as well. Now, even though that the quality and the power of elevating man, which is the feminine waters, that's basically prayer. Even though we also have that idea in Torah as well, and like explained in the Chassidic discourse of the previous Rebbe, that even in Torah, even though Torah we say it's Melamayla Lamata, you're learning Torah, you're drawing in light, but the fact is no, you have to put effort into it. But nevertheless, the main drawing down off the charts comes specifically by putting the effort through prayer. Prayer ultimately has the greatest power. And he explains, the point of the explanation is as follows. That the quality of the work that a person does, which again, Kabbalah is called halas man, the feminine words, when you put the effort in, and through that, you draw in the infinite part of the light of Hashem, which is above Ishtalshlus. That happens when you serve Hashem, and the key word, one word, bittul, with acceptance, humility. And where is bittul most strongly felt and experienced? When a person prays. Why? Because when a person puts an effort, even when a person puts an effort when he learns Torah, because what's the goal of learning? You have to understand it. You have to comprehend it. So if when a person toils in understanding Torah, and even when you learn 101 times, you're putting in tremendous effort, and even if it's there not just to understand it, but you want to actually transform yourself through learning Torah, it's not the true level of acceptance. It's not the true level of humility. Why? Because even when you're learning 101 times, you're using your brain. You're comprehending it. So where is real acceptance? When you pray. Because when a person prays, you're standing like a servant in front of Hashem, hineini, full, total level of acceptance, full level of humility. And you can say that even the work of prayer, which comes as an introduction for learning Torah, because the person says, I only have Torah. You don't have Torah, you have to have prayer. But since you're learning, you're praying in order to learn Torah, which basically it's all about understanding, so that's not the real acceptance. So therefore, the main way to draw in off the charts and bring in much greater than your effort, that is when you put the effort in through prayer. And by putting that effort in through prayer, afterwards that goes into Torah as well. In other words, when a person puts the work in by Torah, which means that you're praying for Torah, or lower than that, learning Torah 101 times to transform yourself, or even lower than that, just to comprehend Torah, the Torah becomes a vessel to bring down above a shlachlus, but it comes all through prayer as a prelude to it. Now, this idea that through prayer, and then through prayer it also goes into the Torah as well, is hinted in the two psalms, which is connected to the birthday of the previous Rebbe, which obviously was in that year when the Rebbe said the Chassidic Discourse in Tafshim and Beis, in the chapter in Psalms of Kuf Beis 102, that they finished learning on the right before his birthday, and then obviously his new psalm, which is in chapter 103, that they start to say in honor of his new birthday. So in Psalm 102, the psalm begins and it says, Tefillah, prayer la'ani, to a poor person. And the prayer itself, and the prayer which is on the highest level of acceptance, Tefillah la'ani, a poor person. Kiyatoif, l'fnei Hashem yishbech sichoi. So we know the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov teaches us that what is the prayer of the ani? His prayer is, l'fnei Hashem yishbech sichoi. In other words, he's not asking for anything. He's not asking for spiritual stuff. What is his request? Lishbay sicha d'pnei Hashem. He wants the opportunity to have to pour his heart out in front of Hashem. Because why? It's all about total acceptance. He just wants to be able to be in front of Hashem. And you can say that this idea, that he doesn't want anything. He doesn't want anything spiritual. He wants the opportunity to be able to pour his heart out l'pnei Hashem. That's like the concept of the love of who's in heaven. I just want Hashem himself. Like the Alter Rebbe said in Yiddish, Ich will sein garnish, I don't want anything. Ich will dein Gan Eden, I don't want your Garden of Eden. Ich will dein Olam, I don't want your world to come. Ich will mehr nit as dir alein. If real prayer is, I just want you, Hashem. And you can say that through the fact that the Alter Rebbe said, I only want you yourself. Ich will mehr nit as dir alein, I only want you. And especially the way it was advertised and promoted through the Tzemach Tzedek. So the power was given for anyone that goes in the footsteps. Like in Yiddish, he says, "What's halzach and the klamka?" You're holding on to the dynasty. That in real way, you should be able to have it on some level. And especially by learning the teachings of the Alter Rebbe, and how much more so learning this idea. So you unify in a very powerful way with the teachings of the Alter Rebbe, and afterwards with the Alter Rebbe himself. And the continuation of the psalm, it says, Tikasev Zois Lader Achrein, which is referring to Torah, which we know Torah is everlasting. And everything, you can say that the connection between these two ideas, in other words, the everlasting concept of Torah, practically, that the learning of the Torah should be carved in your mind and in your heart. And when it's carved in your mind and your heart, then it's possible that it's going to be everlasting. And in order for the Torah to be carved in your mind and your heart, you need to have prayer first. Prayer has to come first. So what does that mean? The Rebbe explains as follows. This idea that you're carving Torah, how do you carve Torah? You have to go into the source of Torah. What's the source? Keter, which is higher than Chachmah. And after it comes down, Keter, into Chachma, and how much more so it goes down into the intellect of the human being, and then it's in the way that it's written. But in order that the learning Torah should be comprehended, understood, but it should be in a way that it's carved, you have to bring in the source of Torah. What's the source of Torah? The source of Torah is the Keser, the crown of Torah, down here. So there you can say, that's why it says Tikasiv Zois, you're going to write it for the last generation, which means Tikasiv, you're going to write it for the future. And it was in order for Torah should be in a way that's everlasting, you have to reach the level of carving it, which is higher than writing. And to bring down from there into the writing of Torah, which what? You're writing for the future. And this is the connection that we're that writing it for the future with the prayer of the poor person. In other words, when you have as an introduction, real acceptance of prayer, and especially when the prayer is done in total acceptance, that your prayer is, Lefnei Hashem, I just want to be in front of Hashem. So you draw down the infinite light of Hashem, higher than Shtal Shlos, and afterwards this infinite light comes into the Torah itself, Tikasev Zois L'Doir Achrein. So that is what in chapter 1 and 2. And there's the same thing also in chapter 1 and 3 that starts off with a prayer. Borchi Nafshi Es Hashem. Bless my soul Hashem, which basically is a prayer of praising and acknowledging, and in the prayer itself, a prayer what? With the ultimate level of acceptance, bittul. In other words, the praising and acknowledging that King David acknowledges Hashem, Borchi Nafshi Es Hashem. In other words, he prays Hashem for everything. And like the Talmud says, that that King David lived in five worlds, in five different stages of life. And every stage of life, he said he praised Hashem. Like it says, it was five Borchi Nafshis. And you can say that all the happenings that happens to a person is divided into five areas, five worlds. And King David said, praise Hashem in every situation, he always praised Hashem. And what does it mean praising Hashem? Even things that could seem like the opposite of good in a real way, that comes, how can you praise Hashem when things aren't good? That comes from a total level of acceptance. And to continue on in the psalm, it says, Baruch Hu Hashem Alachav. Bless Hashem, the angels, Giboyre Kayach, Oisadvare, strong power, those that do the will of Hashem, L'shmoye B'chadot, listen to Hashem. So first it says, Oise, do, and then it says, L'shmoye, to hear, which that's the concept of Nasa before Nishma, which that was the preparation for receiving the Torah. And everything you can say that the connection between these two ideas is very, very simple, because the acceptance, the abittal, the humility of saying Nasa I'll do before I'm going to hear is not only in reference to doing the mitzvahs. It's also about learning Torah. But the fact that before you learn Torah, you go ahead and you say, I'm ready to do before I hear, that gives the power for every single Jewish person that the learning Torah should be in a level of acceptance. In a way of Tan L'Shoni Yimasech, I'm just going to repeat whatever Hashem says, you're answering, responding, Amen. Up to the point that whatever you're saying is not because I want, my choice, up to the point that my acceptance is, when I learn Torah, is just like the acceptance that in every single utterance, their soul left their body, because it was just about doing what Hashem wants. And that's the connection where it says, to do and then to listen to Hashem with Baruch Hinashi Hashem. Why? Because when a person prays, and especially when the prayer is on every single thing you're praising Hashem, like he said, five Baruch Hinashis, so what happens then is the bittul, the acceptance, the humility of prayer comes into the learning of the Torah, and the Torah is also imbued with the level of acceptance. So he'd like to add with the explanation of the connection of oisad varoi, doing, l'shmoy b'kol varoi, to the Nasa before Nishma, to the five Baruch Hinashis, because the main revolutionary idea of the acceptance when it comes to learning Torah is by Torah Shmol Peh, by the oral Torah. Because as we know, the Torah Shmol Peh has to be learned with comprehension, understanding. Because if you don't understand what you're learning, it's not called learning. But nevertheless, even when it's all about understanding, you accept. And the same thing also, that every utterance that their soul left the body, even though it was every single utterance, it was a specific message, because the fact is, the reason why you have specific messages and detailed messages, you should comprehend it. But nevertheless, in every single detail, and every single comprehension, there was totally acceptance. And that's the connection between the Shmoya, the Kol Dvarei, to listen, to connect it to the five Baruch Hinashis, because the revolutionary idea of the acceptance of the five Baruch Hinashis in the Psalm 103, on the acceptance of Pnei Hashem Yisbach Shicha, where it says in Psalm 102, is the acceptance of Pnei Hashem Yisbach Shicha, that you're totally accepting, because it's not important what it is, because the only thing you care about is one thing: I want to be in front of Hashem the King. And the acceptance of the five Baruch Hinashi that you say praise in every single idea, and even things which are the opposite of good. Because even these ideas, It has to do with one thing. Whatever Hashem wants. Hashem wants, hineini, I'm ready to praise Hashem for the good, for the bad, the ugly, I understand, I don't understand. It's all about acceptance. But when a person has this level of acceptance, this level of humility in prayer, it actually affects your learning as well, that even your learning, that you're comprehending, and it's supposed to understanding, it's also done on the level of what? Of bittul, of acceptance. And he continues on the Chassidic discourse of the previous Rebbe, after he explains the two ideas of a prayer and Torah study. He explains that the creation of the world was for the Jewish people and for Torah. Like it says clearly, Bereishis bara Elokim. So it says, it doesn't say Reishis in the beginning, it says Bereishis. What's the base before the Reishis? Because the creation of the world was for two things. One for the Jewish people that are called Reishis, and the second thing was for the Torah, which is called the beginning. And it was the intent of the creation of the world is that the Jewish people should learn Torah the way Torah was given down in this materialistic world. And everything you can say that the connection of the two beginnings, in other words, the Jewish people and the Torah, to what's explained before about prayer and Torah, because prayer is our work of acceptance of the Jewish people. And therefore, these two components of prayer and Torah is connected to the idea of what? Of the Jewish people and Torah. And this that he says in the Chassidic discourse, that the Jewish people should learn Torah, what does he mean? Because what's the idea of prayer? Prayer is milmata l'mayla. You elevate the world. You leave the world. But the intent of the world is, no, to bring godliness into the world. And therefore, when you speak about the intent of the world, he says, what? That the Jewish people should learn Torah. Because the ultimate goal is not to leave the world. The ultimate goal is to bring godliness into the world. And based on this, he'd like to explain what it says in the Chassidic discourse in reference to the intent of the reason why Hashem created the world. Is so that the Bnei Yisrael, the Jewish people, shall learn Torah. So what Chazal tell us, that God made a bond, a condition, with the creation of the world. If the Jewish people are going to keep the Torah, then the world's going to last. And it's explained that, what does that mean, they're going to keep the Torah? That they're going to keep the Torah is not only learning Torah, it's also doing the mitzvahs. So what does it mean, learning the Torah? Because the fact is, doing mitzvahs has to be according to Torah. Because this that the world is created for the Torah is that everything in the world has to be according to Torah. And the effect of Torah on the world is, how do you affect the world through mitzvahs? So the human being follows the Torah and does the mitzvahs of the Torah, and that's how we keep the world alive. Now, after he explains in the Chassidic discourse that the world was created for the Jewish people and for the Torah, and the world exists by the Jewish people learning Torah and doing the mitzvahs, so he continues on to explain the difference between learning Torah as a single individual and learning Torah as a group in public. Because when a person learns Torah in public, you bring down a much greater light. And he continues on that we understand this from how much more so when it comes from prayer in public, that when a person prays in public, obviously it brings down a much greater light into the world. And from the way the thing is set up in the Chassidic discourse, it seems that this, that the learning and the energy that's drawn down through learning, which comes from the energy that's drawn down through prayer, it comes like in how much more so, which is connected to what's explained before with the intent of creating the world, about bringing in the godly light into the world. So everything you can say, the explanation is as follows, that the whole intent why Hashem created the physical world, the materialistic world, the world that God has concealed, that the dwelling place in the world, which means drawing on godliness in the world, should be through the human being. And since the spiritual work of prayer, we said, is milmata l'mayla, you're elevating the world, and drawing down through prayer comes from Hashem, obviously, but it comes through the prayer, which means our work. So therefore, there's a superiority in the energy that's drawn through Torah, because the fact is, when a person learns Torah, you're bringing down godliness into the world over prayer. So prayer elevates you out of the world, but Torah obviously brings the energy back into the world. And based on what it's known, that the true level of you can compare is reference to the essence of Hashem. So therefore, you can say that this that you're drawing down energy, which is much greater than the effort you're putting into it, that comes through learning Torah. Why? Because specifically when your person learns Torah, you fulfill the ultimate intent of bringing in the most powerful energy, the essence of Hashem, into this world. So based on the service, he'd like to explain the order, the way it's explained in the Chassidic discourse as follows. That this, that the learning of Torah and bringing down the energy of Torah comes from the energy that comes through learning Torah, is done in like, if it comes through prayer, so how much more so comes to Torah, it comes after he explains the intent of creation of the world. Why is that? Because when the person learns Torah, you draw down, it's two type. You draw down the energy, there's two ideas behind it. And what is that? First thing is, when a person learns Torah, so you're drawing down energy because Torah is very powerful. And this powerful energy is higher than drawing down the energy through prayer. Now, but on the other hand, drawing down energy from Torah, that because of that, you're revealing godliness in the world by learning Torah, the person learns Torah, that is actually higher than prayer. And therefore, after he explains the intent of the creation, and has the intent get fulfilled through Torah, so he adds that learning Torah from prayer is how much more so, because obviously it has a greater advantage of Torah over the idea of prayer. He'd like to connect this with what it says in the Chassidic discourse, Hashem li ba'ozri, v'ani er b'soinu, a different Chassidic discourse that the Friedrich Rebbe said, who was celebrating his redemption on Yud Beis Tammuz the first time on Tafresh Beis Ayin. So he says, he asked the question, it says, Hashem li ba'ozri, Hashem is going to be there to help me. What does that mean? That's as if there's a lot of helpers. Ozri, I have a lot of helpers, and my request is Hashem should be amongst the helpers. But the fact is, we all know with simple faith, the only one that helps is Hashem, and he's the only one that's going to save us. So what does it mean Hashem is going to be there with the other helpers? That's question number one. Also, what does it say, Hashem libe ozri, that the main thing is the helpers, and that the request is that other people should help Hashem. So A, first we said like, hello, the only one is Hashem. Now we're saying, who are the other helpers? Also, we have to understand, it says, V'ani era, I'm going to see with the demise of my enemies. I'm going to see the revenge of my enemies. Why do we have to ask that for revenge of the enemies? You should ask, they should repent, and they should become helpers, they should become lovers. And especially, we know that King David said, Yitamu chatoyim, that the sinners should end. It doesn't say the sin should end, not the sinners. And also, it says, I'm going to see in the minds of enemy. The fact is, the power of sight is one of the most powerful energy that we have. And this is one of the revolutionary ideas of what's going to be Mashiach comes. That v'nigla k'vayd Hashem, Hashem is going to reveal that everyone's going to see godliness. And the same thing also, when we received the Torah, one of the most powerful qualities of the Mount Torah was that we were able to see. But nevertheless, you want to use the most powerful sight to see your enemies? That your sight should be busy with seeing the revenge of enemies? Also, what's the connection that I'm going to see the revenge of the enemy with Hashem is going to help me? So he says, the point in the explanation, what he explains in the Chassidic discourse is as follows. Ozri is referring to powerful. The sparks that are transformed through our work. When we do mitzvahs, we pray, we study, we have the prime intent, we elevate sparks. So who are my ozri? My sparks, they elevated. That becomes the real helpers. The helpers are the sparks, they elevated. So what's the quest? Hashem li ozri. That through my work of transforming the spark, and that becomes my helpers, Hashem should be with me. Hashem should be with me because of the sparks that I elevated. That what should come down, that what should get revealed to me is the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei of Hashem, which is above Ishtal Shlos, which is a powerful idea. And those through the sparks that elevated, that's what will give me the revelation of Hashem. And you can say, the Rebbe says, that when you draw down and you reveal the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei in the human being, Havaya Li, how does that happen? It happens through elevating the sparks, Ba'ozri. And then the revelation is what? In an internal way. The revelation is that it comes down in a way of as a gift from Hashem, it hovers over, and therefore, obviously, it doesn't last. The same thing also, when it comes down that when you pray through prayer, that we say Hashem li be'ozri, that the drawing down should be revealed, that Hashem should be, it shouldn't be in a way that we call shameful bread without any effort, but it should be that it's owed to me because of my work, which that's the ultimate intent. We should transform the world, and then we have Hashem li, Hashem becomes mine. You become united with the revelation. It's not just it's a guest. You actually earned it, and therefore the revelation will come something that will last. And as we know, it says anytime it says li, it lasts forever. And he continues on the verse, Vani Erebe Soinai. So what does that mean? That when you transform the sparks, there's two ideas. One is you're transforming the sparks of Klipas Noiga, which is neutral, which is through the work of the Tzaddikim. And then you transform the spark of the three impure Klipot. How does that happen? Through Tshuva. Through returning to Hashem. And as we know, the place where Baal Tshuva is, even outside the Ken stand, because you're literally taking the impure Klipot and you're transforming it. Because the fact is that the source of the sparks that fell into the three impure Klipot that gets transformed through someone that's a Baal Tshuva is much higher than the sparks that fell in the neutral Klipot, which gets transformed through the Tzaddikim. And the same thing also when it comes to the work of Tzaddikim. Like we know, Va'amichal, everyone's a Tzaddik. That there's a tremendous quality by the transformation of things which are permissible when we do our work of everything should be done for Hashem versus the transformation through doing a mitzvah. Why? Because since things which are sort of being neutral, so even if you do it for Hashem, but the fact is it remains a simple thing. But on the other hand, when we transform something which is neutral, we actually fulfill on a greater level the intent of creating a dear dwelling place for Hashem down in the lowest places and the lowest possible places. And therefore, that the elevation that happens to the soul when the soul comes down to this world, and because the ultimate elevation is when you come down to this world, you fulfill the intent of making a dwelling place for Hashem down here. Where does that happen? That happens specifically by transforming things which are neutral, things which are permissible. And that's why it's Vani Ere B'Soinai. You know, when I go ahead and transform the sparks in the Soinai, which means in the sparks in the forbidden things, and the same thing also when I elevate the sparks in the things which are neutral, and they also go into the category of Soinai. Like that, like Baal Shem Tov taught us, when you see your Kisir Chaimari Sanacha, so we come to the highest level of seeing godliness. Vani Ere, I'll see godliness in everything by elevating the sparks. So the Oizra is referring to obviously elevating the sparks, and the Soinai is elevating the sparks, and that's how we use the power of seeing. Now it's explained in many, many places that the unrighteous person, the work is in himself. But when a person does tshuva, you affect things outside yourself, and you actually bring light into the world. So basically, you can say that the idea of that ani era I will see is referring to, besides of elevating the sparks in permissible things, soinai, but also through learning Torah with somebody else. And like it says in the Chassidic Discourse of Yud Beis Thomas in the first year of Tavash Beis Ayin, this is what Chazal tell us, that habala tayer mesayin loy. Which means a person comes to purify, they help him. What does that mean? That what does it mean latahir? Doesn't mean come litar, become pure. Litahir, someone that comes to purify other people, because the help that's given for the sparks that are being transformed by creating these sparks, when you come to purify others, it's obviously on a whole different level. So based on this representation, he'd like to add another idea of the quality of 10 people that are sitting and learning together. Why? Because when 10 people sit down to learn together, everyone has different ways of thinking. And every one of the people has their own way, logic, and when they learn. But when everyone's able to learn together, and everyone shares their own idea, and so you have the power of working with somebody else and learning Torah. Another idea is that when you have 10 people are learning one idea, whether it's learning Torah or praying or doing a mitzvah, you have something new which you create, something which is called a tzibur, a community, which basically is a whole different level of light that you bring in that did not exist before. Now, the Chazal tell us, habala tayer, someone that wants to come purify, Messiah, they help him. In other words, when you come to purify other people, the help comes right away. Habala tayer, as soon as you come to purify, right away. So what do we see from here? That all those that gave themselves over to fulfill the mission of the Baal HaGeula, the one that's celebrating his redemption, and especially the mission to establish community classes. And when they give themselves over, the Rebbe says in Yiddish, a Reinwerfensich, you throw yourself into the work. And even before you actually do it, you just throw yourself into it, you already receive the help and you get the power to be successful in your mission. And the Rebbe finishes up and he says, it should be the will of Hashem that when we give ourselves over to fulfill the mission of the Friedrich Rebbe, and especially we're holding in the middle of it, and Vahavaya Li, Hashem is with me for everyone that's involved to fulfill and to complete the mission on the completest level. We're going to merit the Geula Hamitis Vashlema, the redemption, the true redemption, the complete redemption through Mashiach Tzakenu. And since we're now in a very, very auspicious day, it was the Tuesday, the day that says twice Ki Tov in the Torah, and it's also the 15th day of the month, of the month of redemption, that we know that the moon is complete, which is the completion of the redemption. So the merit of such a powerful day is going to hasten even more so the redemption, and it's going to happen b'mheira v'yameinu mamash, very, very quickly in a real, tangible way. So here you have another very, very powerful teaching of the Rebbe, the power of learning Torah, power of prayer, doing it as a community, and trying to help other people, and that creates ultimately the real spark to elevating the world. And Gerber finishes off and says, we'll create the elevation, and God willing, that we'll have the coming of Mashiach. The next class will be in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. Have a great, blessed week. Shavua.